Attempts in the state Senate to come up with more than $1 billion a year to fix roads fell apart last night after lawmakers spent 15 hours in session. Well, it appears they're back at it today before they leave town to start summer campaigning in their districts. Rich Studley is president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The chamber is pushing for lawmakers to come up with some kind of solution for road funding. Rich, first off, is there a plan there and a certain amount of money for roads that the chamber is endorsing?
The governor has put forward a comprehensive plan calling for about $1.2 billion in additional investment. The state house has approved a plan to reallocate $450 million in revenue. So many individuals and groups from different segments of our state believe that we need to invest $1 billion or more to get Michigan's transportation system back into the good quality that we really need for jobs and the economy.
But your feeling, what about the chamber? Because there's a big difference between $450 million and $1.2
billion. Our view is that we need to get back to investing at a pretty high level in our roads and bridges. They've been allowed to deteriorate really across the state. There's strong support in the business community. The direction we've been given by the Michigan Chambers Board is that we should advocate for $1.6 billion in additional revenue. We can hit that target if Democrats and Republicans and business and labor work together. I think the challenge is the legislature's waited so long. You probably can't do it at once. This kind of package will need to be phased in over probably a 3 to 5 year period. That's made it a tough challenge even more difficult.
And we saw the state Senate working not just through the wee hours of the night, but into the morning hours today in Lansing. And it just appears the votes are not there for that increase in road funding. And yet we see from polls and even lawmakers admit voters want the roads fixed. What does this say to you about what's happening at the Capitol right now and what we're seeing from lawmakers?
Well, there's an old saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again. So our message to Michigan's lawmakers is that our roads and bridges are crumbling. The transportation system is in a crisis. We did release a statewide public opinion poll last month that showed a dramatic swing in public opinion, now strongly in favor of a comprehensive plan to build better roads and improve public transit. Motorists know that that's not free. They're willing to pay for it. So we've been lobbying very hard to educate and inform lawmakers about the options, and there really is no good reason why the legislature has to recess for the summer tomorrow. Most of your listeners are not going to get 2 months off this summer before they run for re-election in August and November. And so our message is stay in session and do your job. While Michigan's lawmakers have been talking and talking and talking about this issue, virtually every other state in the country has tackled the same problem. In fact, a few months ago, lawmakers in Pennsylvania approved a $2.3 billion package with bipartisan support. So nobody's being asked to build a spaceship to Mars. This is something that lawmakers across the country do on a regular basis.
And when I think of where you sit as president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, so you are speaking for businesses in Michigan, and we've heard nothing but a clear message from our Republican governor that he wants this to be a business-friendly state. You have a Republican-controlled House and Senate. One would think you would be able to see this kind of action happen to help the businesses, because I can only imagine this has the condition of the roads and our transportation infrastructure has a lot of impact on the businesses and the groups you represent.
It does. At the Michigan Chamber, we're a statewide business organization. We represent companies of every size and type in all 83 of Michigan's counties, and we have heard strong feedback from our members that this issue needs to be a priority, that it's about jobs and the economy. And this investment in roads and bridges and public transit is really all about helping employers and employees everywhere in the state. All three of our leading industries, manufacturing, agribusiness, travel and tourism, are heavily dependent on the quality of our transportation system. And every year the legislature doesn't act, we lose about $100 million in value. And Michigan's motorists now, in effect, pay an inaction tax of over $300 a year in unnecessary road repairs. I myself recently had to replace a windshield. That cost over $300. That's a lot less than it would take to fix the roads.
I'm hearing from people calling it the pothole tax after $900 to fix some kind of a bent rim or something like that. I have to wonder, Rich, is this? Are you, as the president and the CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, speaking for so many Michigan businesses, you throwing down the gauntlet on the table of the House and Senate more than the governor? I mean, he asked for this a year and a half ago. Is this really more on them, or is there more the governor could or should be doing to help make this happen?
When Governor Snyder was elected, lawmakers wanted the administration to put forward a plan. The governor put forward a comprehensive plan. Many of the lawmakers who wanted the governor to take the lead then didn't like the governor's plan and have had a lot of difficulty in coming up with constructive alternatives. So I wouldn't say that we're throwing down the gauntlet. I would say that we're absolutely determined to see this issue resolved. For better or worse, we have a full-time legislature. They all volunteered to be in Lansing. They are paid and well paid to make decisions and take actions on a key issue like this. We believe that this is the right thing to do and that lawmakers will be rewarded by their constituents. There are a lot of motorists out there who are very frustrated with the worst pothole season in over a decade, and they're going to support lawmakers who do the right thing. And that, I think part of the challenge here is the political calculation has changed. It used to be that the safe bet was to do nothing. We now believe that lawmakers who do nothing are going to be held accountable by the motorists and other voters in their district for missing this opportunity.
Rich Studley is president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you so much.
Thank you.